Welcome to Fujoshi Weekly, the show for the spiciest part of the fandom and My Hero Academia shippers everywhere. I'm your host, Defna, and I'm here with Ash.
Hi.
And Angie.
Hi.
Today we're here to do just one simple thing: rank the MHA characters by how horny their quirk is. Okay, so I have a warm-up question for you guys. If you had a quirk, what would it be?
Oh gosh, I haven't thought about this.
I know, that's why I say I wouldn't prepare you.
Like a horny type quirk or just a regular type quirk?
Just regular type quirk.
Oh, would have to be the luck quirk.
Ooh.
Just want to always have good fortune. Like no matter what
without
happens
working
to me.
For it.
No matter what happens to me, it always works out.
Oh God, I never thought about that. What quirk would I have? It would be cool to have kind of an empathy quirk. You know, like pick up
feel people's feelings.
Yes, yes. A little bit like in Star Trek. How's she called? Deanna Troi. Yes, Deanna Troi. She has an ability to feel emotions. Is it alien creatures or just people?
Nice.
That would be cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I already have an empathy quirk because no matter what anybody's feeling, I just start crying. Because like if they're feeling sad, like I just automatically.
You just
feel
have Deku's quirk.
I really do.
I mean, empathy is something that every human has, but I mean, way amplified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it could be a burden, but it's definitely an interesting one.
Like, how would you use your empathy quirk?
Yeah.
Negotiations.
Oh.
Like a negotiator. Yeah, they're called negotiator. If somebody is in distress.
Yeah.
Or find out if somebody is lying. Or... Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Just know.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that I think about it, you could use it for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would know everybody's secrets.
How about you, Detna?
For me, I'd probably want a memory quirk because my memory is totally shit and I would like to just like store everything that I experience in my mind and access it easily later. Okay. I guess I'm kind of thinking of my brain like a disc and I want an SSD.
You need to invest in a bigger storage capacity, Dana, because the human brain can only hold so much. We have a very efficient recycle bin that we use to get rid of stuff we don't need.
It's like photographic memory.
I'd love that.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
That's practical.
No, there's some stuff I want to forget though. Like you need a delete button. Like you need to just have your own like recycle bin.
Yeah, there's stuff that you don't want to remember.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Okay, so I'll explain a bit about the ranking. We all voted for the heroes we think have the horniest quirks. And some of us voted like more than 10, which was me. And also, Angie, I'm going to call you out. But then you might think like, oh, how can we rank this equally? Then worry not, my friends, because I have consulted a professional data scientist.
Oh, shit. What?
Which happens to be my partner.
Oh,
nice.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, the fact that something appears on many people's list, but in a low rank, should be pretty significant. But also, like, the place that the character was voted, if they got first place or second place, is also significant. So, the algorithm is as follows.
Wait. This is getting really professional here.
It's getting nerdy.
It's so nerdy. This is, like, the real deal. Like, we're going to find out accurately who is the best.
Yeah, of course. Ooh.
This is sexy.
No, nerds are so sexy. That's why we're...
Yes.
You don't get into anime without being a bit of a nerd.
Talk dirty to me, Defna.
Yeah.
Talk nerdy to me.
So what we do is take 17 points and subtract the rank from it. So if a character got first place from me, then it's going to get 17 points or like 16 points from me. But if a character gets like a really low score on like Angie's list, which is like 13 characters long, then it's still going to get a score, but like only 4. Aww. So they're still having the honor to appear on the list, but it's going to drag you down. And we try to make it as equal as possible and play with the weights. It was real data science work. Okay. So, are you ready for our last and 22nd place?
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Hit me.
So, it's Twice.
What?
Yeah, and you had him on the list. And I had to agree. I kind of, like, thought about him. Because it's, like, a whole, like, gangbang thing. And it's yes. super fun.
He is literally the one-man gangbang. He is perfect.
It's yes. obvious. I mean.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine you can be like, today I can only handle two of you, okay? Maybe right. tomorrow we can go for 5.
I need 20. Come on, just load me up. Like,
yeah. I will say that if we take into consideration Twice's character, it's going to be like a clown gangbang. It's going to be absolutely insane.
But this
which
be
could
hot.
Be like really an amazing one or yes. a really bad one.
Listen, Twice can be either or.
And you can have different personalities. You have the asshole and you have the clown. You have
yeah, they'll argue while fucking you. And it's like, it's
that's
interesting
hot to me.
For sure.
Nice.
Okay. So the 21st place is someone, is like a total extra that nobody cares about. But then when I was going through the list of characters, I saw this guy and I was like, that's horny. And that guy is Hazukashi Teru. And Hazukashi means shameful or ashamed. And if you remember, on the Hawks episode, when he was like walking in the streets, chilling, like saving people, like helping old lady cross the streets with his feathers while walking with Endeavor.
Exhibitionist?
Yes. So there was this guy and he was like, fuck society. I'm going to make a revolution here. Like they really showed his background for like a second. And he was like, I'm going to change the world. And he was wearing like this pervert trench coat, you know, the tie.
Yes.
He was like opening it and then it shows
like, oh my god, I yes. forgot about this guy. What?
Oh, this
his
is quirk brilliant.
Is like getting the more powerful, like the more he's
the
embarrassed.
More the more embarrassed yes. he is. Oh my god.
And that's so hot.
That is
especially
really
for
hot.
Me. I love shaming me in like porn.
I didn't even think about this character.
This is some next level hidden hospendo kind of way. Discover.
Yes, because he's both like a revolutionist, but he's also like he's willing to put his dignity on the line for a change.
Yes. Oh my God.
And he's really like all the scenarios you can put him in, like getting embarrassed or like getting people to do stuff to him. Like I'm all for that. I love it.
Wow.
Public
yes.
sex.
Yes.
Holy shit. And he just get more powerful, like the more. Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
That's a good discovery. Hmm.
It is. So, our next guy is in the 20th place, Fourth Kind.
Yes. That was mine.
With his many hands.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he's also like, he's like a hot guy. Like, he can handle you. Like, he can use those hands.
He's a daddy, yes.
He is! Do you have anything to add on him?
No, I was just thinking about, and I was going through the list of quirks, and then Fourth Kind popped up. And there was a picture of him. And I was like, how could I forget that guy?
Right?
He's a mm-hmm. big, nice daddy with 4 hands. I mean...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's definitely
what more can you ask for?
Horny material. Yes. He can mm-hmm. do so many things to you at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great.
So on place 19 on the list is Ectoplasm. And I put him there exactly for the same like Twice reason, for like the gangbang reason. But I figured out it would be like less chaotic.
Yeah. It might be a little more sophisticated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Like one thing that you have to consider is that he can merge the clone thingies into like one big one.
Oh.
So we can have like you can have some size play with him.
You can.
Nice.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder what he's hiding under that trench coat.
He also has the pervert trench coat.
He really does. Oh, we've seen him. There was actually a sketch about what he looks like. His face is kind of weird, not gonna lie. He's actually really skinny, like super skinny.
Oh, now he loses points for that. A little bit. Sorry, ectoplasm.
The trench coat makes up for it, though.
Yeah, it does.
I think he teaches math, at least he's intelligent.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a smart guy. He would make a good dom, probably. Like, I think that's the vibe I get. Like, he's not big, but he can mess you up with his words and his brain. Like, I don't know.
Doesn't mean he's not strong.
Mm-hmm. Right, for sure.
So in place 18 we have Kirishima.
Yes.
Our boy in red.
I mean, I'm sorry. The name of his quirk alone, hardening.
It's pretty
obvious. A hard boy, okay? That dick won't go soft, okay?
Never.
You might have to wrap it up on some extra layers.
Like a wrapping paper.
Yeah, otherwise he might shred you, but it's kind of hot too.
But it's worth it.
Hey, listen, maybe one day he'll be able to control his hardening level so that it's not just like...
So
like
it's a hard dick, but also a smooth dick.
Also smooth. Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm, it's possible.
I mean, like if you put it in a mold maybe and then harden it, which is something I read on a fic.
What?
You would be able to like get it in the shape you want, but also in the texture you expect. Not That's the texture, great. But the hardening level you expect.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You should look into this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's putting ideas in my head. Okay.
Good.
Okay. Good.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So our next on the list in place 17 is the sludge villain.
Yeah.
Which I put there because fucking slime. He belongs there. You
know? Like of all the slime porn I've seen because of my ex-boyfriend, like the moment I saw the sludge villain, I'm just like, ah.
That was like your like common shared activity, like hobby time. Slime.
It was his biggest, most secret, most hardcore kink that he had, and he was terrified of anybody finding out about it. And but I didn't understand it at first, but then I did, and so, so now I'm all about the slime kink. Like
I'm sure that a lot of people, that I'm not alone in this, that when this sludge villain appeared and attacked Deku, I mean,
that was all that was on my brain. Like literally, I'm like, oh, so it's starting out as a hentai,
And then he went to Kachan too. So
yeah,
it's like an indirect kiss.
It was.
Please.
An indirect, it's like being fucked by the dildo that, like, you're.
Yeah, it's dildo sharing.
They were dildo sharing, yes.
And it really went in both of their mouths.
It did. They shared a dildo and an indirect kiss as well.
We've all seen enough hentai to know where this is going.
We did.
That's exactly what I said when I first saw it. Like, this is a hentai. I thought this show was for the general audience, family.
Well, it's not. Look what it did. Look how many people the fandom
it's
derailed.
Yeah, it's no longer pure. That's for sure.
So, in place 16, we have Hagaku Retoru. For her invisibility quirk.
I forgot to put her on my list, but to be fair, I was only thinking I had 10 spots.
Yeah. Well, I put it there, and I it's kind of a shame that you can't see anything, but if you use that and you like get nasty in class, kind of imagine her like sitting under your desk and like doing stuff from
doing
under
literally
the skirt.
Everything, yes.
That's all I want. Or, like, you know, it's like, I've read, like, one fic with her, and it's so good because nobody knows, but it's there and it's happening.
Or just the kink of, like, I wonder what the heck happens when she's fucked. Like, do you see your dick
No, going it just inside. Disappears.
It just disappears, right? But it's just, right. So that in itself can be like a kink. I don't know, like, see, I don't know. For me, it would be hot.
Ash, let me tell you something.
What?
Like, your dick also disappears when you fuck a real girl.
To be fair, I don't have one. So how would I...
Yeah.
But the thing is, you should be able to see.
It does.
Like,
it does.
You can't see it, like, where it's going, though, in Hagakure.
Yeah. It could be everywhere. Oh, yes. You can play, like, what hole is that?
Yeah. Like, what hole is this going in? Like, it's...
it feels like a mouth.
Feels like a butthole.
Like, I'm not sure.
Oh, something that could be... really erotic is that you have to feel her up. You can't see her. You have to feel her.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely a thing.
Or just like being touched by her and seeing like your body be molded like to her touches and stuff. Like that would be really
hot. Oh, that's hot.
Ooh. Right? Mm-hmm. That's a huge kink that I've seen before. And like it's a kink for me too. So totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So on place 15 in the list, we have Ashidomina.
Oh. Our lube queen?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
although, isn't it acid? Isn't this
she
like...
Can change she can change the acidity of it, right?
I recently read a fic. Maybe I should link this fic on the bottom because I already mentioned it twice. But
I think you should.
Sero loves going down on Mina, but then his face gets rashed. And he has like pimples and like bad, really, it gives him really bad skin because of the acidity. And it's like, oh, it's too real, but I'm also, it's realistic, but too real.
Right.
But if she can lower the acidity.
Yeah, it should be okay. It'd just be like, just a little like lube with a kick.
Yeah. Spicy lube.
Spicy lube.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. In place 14, we have Best Genist.
Yes!
Shibari Master.
Perfect.
Okay, why though?
This is kind of a spoiler. I don't know if you've read the Smash comics, Deathna.
You can spoiler Smash for me.
Okay, but this happened. He literally took Bakugo during his internship and tied him up Shibari style while wearing a pink leopard unitard.
Oh, really? I saw this one!
Yes! And it's kind of canon because it was Horikoshi's idea, even. They literally had him cosplaying as a leopard and being strung up.
You have to forward me that image because I put him on the list because he also ties Bakugo up in canon.
Yeah. But it's even more explicit in this Smash Cup.
Oh, my God.
He's literally He's in a leopard animal outfit and like he's punishing him and he's just like, please just let me learn hero stuff. He's like, no, not until you learn how like respect or something. And then he's tying him up in Shibari knots and it's and suspending him even.
I need this.
I'll have to link it after, but
please.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
But yeah, it's like Shibari without the ropes.
Yes. Just unlimited Shibari all the time. It's even canon that he can do this. So
I really like him. That's why I made him Kao-chan's boss in one of my fics.
Mm-hmm. He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Our next on the list is Toga, and she's the first one to appear on two people's lists.
It's mine.
Wait, she's... Is she even on my list?
She's on my list, on Angie's list, both in 12th place.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, it's obvious. Yes. You can fuck whoever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can even fuck yourself.
Yes.
Oh.
Whoever you
what
want.
A great quirk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's also like some appeal to the mechanics of it because the blood ingestion and like how she does it. She does it like she's sucking on the best thing on the world.
Yes. She's really horny when she does it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
She's horny. Her quirk is horny. It's perfect.
And she's even somewhat emotionally sensitive and she's a wonderful yandere. Like, she's just a really good character overall.
Mm-hmm. I like her.
I want to replace my number 7 with her because I put Deku on the list, but I mean, it depends.
Guess on... what, bitch? Number 12 on the list, Deku.
Well, especially with his new part of his quirk, like
the floating or the black whip.
The black whip, honestly.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's mm-hmm. true, actually. Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's like almost like slime and like shibari all at once.
Yes.
And it's called a whip. So
yes. For a reason.
It's so yes. for a reason. Ugh,
it's gonna it's whip people.
He's just hot. Deku is perfect.
Mm-hmm. But he's quirk.
It's quirk.
Ash, keep yourself together for a minute.
I can't.
Come on.
Oh my God. I'm so horny for Deku, guys. I'm sorry.
We all are. But I purposely did not put him on the list just to give some space to other characters.
Mm-hmm.
Although he is my number one in My Hero Academia in every aspect.
Yeah, I was debating on putting him on the list or not, and then I remembered Black Whip. I'm like,
you have an you were glad you had an excuse.
Yes, I was glad I had an excuse because I was like really feeling really sad because I wanted to put Toga on there for, you know, her quirk, obviously, but then mm-hmm. Deku. I was like, Deku.
Yeah. So number 11 on the list is Seiji Shishikuwa, who is like the potato-fying guy from the exam arc.
Oh, gosh. The one that turned into Bakugo into a meatball Bakugo.
Yes, yes. Oh, and like, God. I'm sorry, but like, it's not that I want to be turned into a potato, but every time I see those little potatoes with like their fingers twitching in the air and like they're all mushy and I just want to like molest them so hard. I just want to like shove my hands into whatever hole I find and I just want you to do that too.
The yes. amount of horny fan art I saw after that episode aired. Oh yes. My God.
And I remember being on Reddit in that time and like the Dutros were horrified.
Can you just imagine if he just did it in a weird way once and there was just a dick sticking out? Like, like I would fuck that.
Yeah. It's just like oh my God. Nice cushion to sit on.
Yes.
If it was realistic, it would look horrifying. But when I see it in anime, it's like, grrr!
I know.
So
right?
cute. It's
squishy.
Adorable. Squishy. I just want to squish all of the places on mm-hmm. there. Like every single one. Doesn't matter what I touch. I just want to sink my fingers into it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Nice. So... good choice.
Thank you. Our next on the list in 10th place is Kamui Woods.
Yes.
Yes.
I put him there. Because he can grow.
He can grow and can he's grow. Hard and like...
You have a thing for hardening boys because you...
Of course I have.
There too.
I did not put Tetsu there because metal seems a bit cold.
Mm, depends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you like that kind of thing. Mm. Like, that's also... Mm.
Mm-hmm. But Kamui, yes. I mean, even his name, it's Woods.
It's Woods. It's
like,
his name.
Kamui Woods.
And
so
he can, like, every part of
grow.
Him can do this. Yes.
Yeah.
And I think it's very nice that he's canonically with Mount Lady.
Yes, they're dating.
Yeah. Because he can just turn into a tree and she can sit on it.
Right.
Like a whole tree? Are
She's
you like
gonna shove an entire tree inside of her?
Yes. A huge ass tree trunk and then just sit on my face, baby.
Oh my
Perfect.
God. Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So in 9th place we have Tsuyu.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I put her on 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean for obvious reasons.
She's on my list too.
That
so
tongue.
Much
yeah.
I bet like her other frogly characteristic can be helpful as well. Like the slime. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Can't she like vomit out her stomach or something?
Yeah, and she has a very lewd face afterwards.
Oh yeah, I remember that. With the ectoplasm like exam.
I can appreciate, yes.
That was such an Aigao face. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It
was
so nice.
She's extremely popular among the dude bros as well.
It really is.
Yeah.
People love
it. Like for understandable reason. Like
yeah.
It's like I don't know, kind of like monster girly.
Yeah.
But in a cute way.
In a cute way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's a cute monster girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also a very sweet personality.
Yeah. In eighth place we have Mirio Tugata.
Uh-huh.
Like, I put it there.
What is horny about his quirk?
I don't know. I just keep thinking about, like, the surprise sex. Or, like the instant penetration. Like, I don't know. I like something about that. Or it can be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That guy can be more inside you than anything else. Like, I think he can use that to make his dick longer. Because imagine his dick is, like, normal, but then some of the inside is normal, but the other parts are, like, passed through. So he can get, like, a longer dick if he wants.
And you can have wall sex with him. Stuck in the wall.
Where he plays as the wall.
Yeah.
Yes.
I must say that he fights the horniest because he's naked a lot.
Gotta be
yes,
naked.
That's
yes.
true.
There was one fic that I wrote and I was trying to make his quirk horny somehow. And like, I imagine like if you know how his quirk works, like if he goes solid in some, like when he's inside of something,
mm-hmm.
and like he has to do a dimensional shift where he literally appears outside of it or something, like he breaks physics with his quirk. Like, can you imagine what that might feel like if he's inside of you and then like he goes solid and he has to like dimensionally jump out of your existence?
Special. That's for sure.
It's gotta feel like
think
something
about it. I just put it in the list because I really like sex with clothes on. It's really my thing. But there's so much more.
Yeah.
Okay. So next on the list, we have number 7. And number 7 is where it gets like real. Like all the people that got voted are by at least 2 people and they got really high score. So that's mm-hmm. when shit gets serious. So number 7 is Kaminari Denki.
Of course,
Electric Boy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I put him on 2nd place because the,
wow.
the nice thing about electricity, that static current, it makes you tingle all over.
Yes.
Yeah, ooh. I think that the first fic that I've read in the fandom ever and got horny to is actually was pretty safe for work, but it was a quirk where Denki and Jiro were sitting in class and Denki was kind of bored, so he like put a little zip in her earphone thingies and she totally felt it all over.
Oh,
and she got really like fucked up, flustered over it and angry. So it was really cute. It was actually a really cute fic, but I was like, yes,
that's great.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I do like have a weird experience with electricity. Did you guys know that onsens in Japan, some of them has an electric part of the water?
What? Really?
So let me tell you about this. Yeah, a friend warned me about it before, like, I went there in Japan. But some of them, you know, onsens have a variety of options, like super cold water, super hot water, like mm-hmm. Areas with jets, areas with like hard jets, area with button jets.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a corner with electricity in it.
Oh,
and I thought like, what the fuck? Because as Pokemon told me, as I was taught by Pokemon, like if you electrocute the water, like everything goes like,
you'll
bam,
die.
Dies. Like
you'll
the fish
die.
Float up. But it doesn't happen.
No, it depends on
voltage.
How strong it is.
Yes, apparently. Mm-hmm. So you sit there and you press a button and it electrocutes you underwater. And it really feels like your leg muscles are twitching and like it's really a weird feeling for me.
It sounds so dangerous. I don't even...
It's so weird. Like your muscles twitch and move and it feels like bzzz, like kind of like your legs falling asleep. But...
Heck.
In the next level. So ever since then, Kaminari lost points. No. For me. But he's hot, so he makes up for
it. I had massages for my back because I have a broken back. So,
Oh, that would be good for you.
They sticked some pads there, and then it's a current that goes in waves through it, and it feels like there are some hands that are giving you a massage. Really? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, depends on how the current is used. It can either make you tingle, it can make you twitch, and it can heat you up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because that's
have you ever touched a fence? You know, those electrified fence in at farms?
Mm-hmm. Angie, were you trespassing? Were you doing that, Angie?
No. There's just random, you know, if you go on a hike, it's Switzerland, we have cows. Lots of cows. And sometimes the fence is electrified and it's always a game. Is it? Is it not? And then you can touch it. It's just something we did.
Oh my God, we used to do this too. And like, I'm glad that it goes like from country to country.
When it gives you that buzz, it's strong. It won't kill you, of course.
Well, it feels like it's going to
warm all over.
Yes. Ooh. When I went to farms and we did that, like we were told, don't touch the fences no matter what. Mm-hmm. And of course we touched the fences.
Of course.
And but it wasn't as bad as I thought. But like obviously, like you touch it and suddenly you feel like this current going through your body and you're like, oh, that feels dangerous. Maybe stop touching it. Yes. I was also gonna say about Kaminari and the ahegao face he makes every time
he overloads his way face.
Mm. Yep.
He's so easy to loot.
Yes.
Oh. He's a dumb bimbo and I love him.
So our next on the list, in number 6, we have Kaibara, aka the drill guy. Tell me more about him, because until this week, I didn't know he existed.
Same.
I honestly forgot about him.
I forgot he existed. He's only been in one scene ever in the show, but he literally drills with every part of his body. Mm-hmm. Literally every part of his body can become a drill. Every part of his body can become a drill. Let that sink in for a second. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have his tongue, you have his fingers, you have his dick,
even his leg, I don't know, if maybe you need a leg, I don't know, it just happens.
wow, if his finger can spin in different directions, then it's just so good.
Every single finger can become a drill at once and just...
He's perfect.
He is. He's perfect human. He should have been a porn star. He just should have.
He is. He might be.
He might.
He's young. He's young, and you don't know how the hero industry will turn out to be in a few
years. Yeah, not every person that goes to the school is going to become a hero. So,
So we're Kaiba. We're waiting for you in open arms.
When you join the porn industry, because that's what's waiting for you if the hero thing doesn't work out.
He can be a hero for us.
Absolutely. In number 5, we have Shinso, Hitoshi Shinso. Uh-huh. Oh my God, I love that quirk.
He can do whatever he wants to you. Literally anything.
I really love Fix, where they kind of use his quirk like a truth theorem. Mm-hmm. And he can like get you to do something that you didn't want to, but then you wake up, you react to it, and then he like puts you under again. Because that's the funnest part. You don't want to fucking like a zombie or something like that.
But wait, isn't it where like, because Deku, when he fought him, he was completely conscious the whole time he was being controlled.
What was happening.
So you know what he's doing to you the whole time.
But didn't the others lose memory?
Yeah.
Because he manipulated the ones, you know, Ojiro and who was it? Didn't he say he didn't remember?
Yeah, loses horny points for amnesia.
Yeah.
But also his horny more points non-con points.
Yeah, more non-con points.
not sure if they lose memory or not.
Because well, Deku remembered.
They're like not sure what's happened. They're all like fucked up, dazed.
Wait, mm-hmm. Isn't Deku remember what happened though? Because he referenced what happened to One For All while he was under Shinzo's control.
Yeah, I think that One For All actually protected him.
A little bit, maybe.
Or
but...
maybe because he broke it himself, then he...
Maybe.
I don't know. But yeah, it's like really good, like just controlling someone or like... Oh,
or
yeah.
if you have a voice kink, if you have some people's voices that you really like, you can be like, can you do that
can you
voice?
Do?
And just like say stuff to me in
that's
that
like an
voice.
Awkward conversation that I'm very willing to have.
Mm-hmm. And can you do like Bakugo's voice and then kind of insult me, please?
Or can you act like Bakugo and abuse me? Like,
please.
Will you fuck me like you hate me?
Or you know, All Might with his with his daddy voice, or Endeavor with his daddy voice,
right?
Yeah. Oh my God! Once I read a fic where Shinzo made Deku come like 50 times in a row.
Oh my God!
And then each time he had like a second to react. He was like falling apart. He was like, "Oh, it was such a good fic."
Listen, I have slept on this pairing. Like, what? I've never read a Deku Shinzo fic. How have I survived?
Oh, I'll send you some fics.
Please
later.
Do.
I have some recommendations.
I need help. I'm clearly ill. Mm-hmm. I'm unwell.
So in number 4, we have Hantasero.
Yes. Our other Shibari master.
My bondage boy.
Mm-hmm. Bondage
and
for
as we
days.
Discussed in the movie, that quirk is just cool.
Yes.
He's so hot.
Yes.
The fandom sleeps on Zero and they shouldn't. Like,
no,
he's
wait.
Yeah.
On Twitter,
human.
There's some very delicious Seroroki going on. And I totally dig it. Yeah, Seroroki is my new thing. Mm-hmm. And
see, for me, like, it's hard to get into that one because I see both of them as tops. So, mm-hmm. But I mean, two tops being together is also kind of hot sometimes.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm.
And I want to be tied up by Sero's tape.
Yeah.
I wouldn't complain. Definitely
not. Like, both. Like, you can, like, just stick it whenever you want, like, on the ceiling, on the wall.
Right. Well, everything's do you wonder possible. If his raps have a feeling at all? Like, I doubt it because they're not really a part of his body by the time he shoots them out. But while they're connected, do you think they have feeling, or are they just like fingernails where they don't?
I can hope.
Right. We can only. I want to lick his raps and have him shiver. Like, is that weird?
Yes. No, I can get behind it.
Hey, that's good. At least I have one person in my corner. Mm-hmm.
Totally. Rap
no, licking.
It's fine. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Mm-hmm. In third place, we have Tamaki Amajiki.
Yes.
Animal dicks for days.
Yes.
Tentacles too.
It's like,
my God.
Oh, so good. All the textures.
Unfortunately,
the
he has to eat literally everything, though.
Yeah.
No problem.
It's like,
he
like
can
what
be like,
do?
Okay, I ate horse meat. Let's go.
What if I want a knot? Like, I don't want
him to
eat a
dog. I
don't
want him to eat a dog.
Can he eat, like, a dog hair? Can he, like, all for one?
Oh, yeah. Does it have to be the whole dog, or can it just be, like, some hair? Like, because I also want to be barbed, like, with a cat dick.
Oh. What?
As well.
I really hope it's a good texture. I'm definitely curious for it. And, yeah, I can, like, I remember, like, considering, like, putting hawks on the list because wings are hot. But then, like, well, Tamaki can do that, too.
Yeah, Tamaki can do anything anyone can do. Like,
he has all your monster wishes covered.
He does.
Yes.
He just has to, he has to make some really hard decisions for them. But he can do it.
It's like, I can definitely see going on, like, the bad dragon, like, Dildo catalog and showing him and, like, I want this one.
Right. He's like, where am I going to find a dragon to eat? Like,
Well, you know, like part lizard, part like... You know, it's birds true. Are descendants of dinosaurs. So, oh, what if he eats dinosaurs, like dinosaur fossils?
Oh, yeah, we could just go to a museum and rob it and like, then literally feed him fossils.
Poor guy.
We shouldn't record that late at night.
He's gonna be so poor confused. He'll be like, what is this bone? He's like, don't worry about it. Don't ask questions. Just well,
like we're like Gerber, every like grind down all his food, and it's like a surprise. But look at this picture of the dildo I want, and like try to like figure it out.
Try to figure this out, please. I gave you the basic DNA structure.
You should have the ability to grow the dick I want.
Well, does he have a choice though? Because it just that dick from the stuff he consumes.
Well, as we've seen, every quirk can evolve somehow. So he could figure it out, Angie.
Okay.
Yeah. He can plus ultra it.
He can plus ultra it. Mm-hmm. All the villains went through quirk evolutions. So
yeah. Like in his like episode bit when he ate crystal and then he grew crystals on himself.
Yeah, like, it's not even just organic. Like we literally could have him eat anything and like have him fuck it.
Yeah, I can't even get the texture. Like, have him eat a little bit of silicone. Like, I'm so sorry, but, like, eat that silicone or, like...
Yeah, like, just a little bit. It doesn't have to be a lot.
A little bit. Tamaki gets food poisoning, like, 5 seconds later.
I'm sure all the stuff he's eaten, he's got a stomach of steel. Yeah. He can handle it.
He needs it for the quirk, for being a hero.
Right.
Okay. Are you ready for number two on the list?
Yes.
I'm ready. We have Shoji Mezo.
Yes.
Dick hands. Dick hands.
You can have as much pee-pee as you want, and you can have as much mouth as you want.
Yes, like mouth, dicks, and fingers. That's everything. And he has them. Multiples. Does.
And he's very big, and he's very strong.
Yes, and I want him to just, hug I want, me. I want, he's like I want to so be encased
in those arms.
He gives the best hugs ever.
He's like so protective, like even in his actions. He's just such
He's made to protect.
Mm-hmm. Do you think like that he has a creepy dong under his mask? Because that's a bonus for me. Like he has like, I know he has a like fucked up mouth, so.
Right.
Wait, do we know that? Because
I feel like we do, and I don't know if it's fanon or canon.
It might be fanon because I don't remember ever seeing Shoji's mouth.
Does the manga ever talk about like why he wears the mask?
No.
But wait, they said that in the movie.
What?
Remember? Like you, like the.
Yeah, but Chimera referenced more his overall appearance, not
right.
Oh, okay. I think. Yeah.
But
so I went on fanon.
how is she called from the big three?
The girl from the big three.
Nejire.
Nejire actually almost lifts his mask when they stay in front of the class. Right. Only almost. And I was like, yes, do it. I want to see. But she doesn't. So we get very close, but we never see it.
We need to see it. I need to know what's going on under there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in first place, drum roll. I think you all know who this is.
It's so Please. Obvious.
It's gotta be.
So obvious. It's Shindo Yo.
Of course it is.
Of course.
He's everybody's dream. Like,
yes,
just, he vibrates.
You can marry a vibrator. Like every girl says that at least one time in their life, you know, somebody like a female will say, I want to marry my vibrator. Guys suck. And like, he's the vibrator. Like,
he's that guy.
He is that.
And he has such a slutty outfit.
Yes. Oh, yeah. His tits out.
And he's just, his attitude is just so sexual. And like, he's just.
And he looks like Deku.
He really looks like a Deku love child.
Shindo Yo is like Deku's older, sexier, like sexually aware cousin.
Oh my God, he's so hot.
He does. He's like an AU Deku.
But he's taken.
Yeah, that's right.
Lucky girl.
Mm-hmm. She knows what she's doing.
She knows. She really, like, put a claim on that, like, mm-hmm. right away.
She knew the potential, and she, like, went for it, and it's good for her.
I respect her. I would have done
respect
it, too.
Respect the hustle.
She saw his quirk, and she's like, yep, that.
Mm-hmm. And, yes, he's, like, so, he's dreamy.
Absolutely.
He
yes. I saw him. Mm-hmm. I saw his quirk, and I was like, oh, man. This is a new scale of horny right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're really being catered to.
Mm-hmm. We are.
Thank you, Horikoshi, again.
Thanks, Horikoshi. Thank
you. Yes. So I think this concludes our ranking, or do you have anything to add? Yeah.
I mean, that was cool. One. That was number one. He was perfect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he really should be there. He deserves mm-hmm. it. I feel like Drill Guy, he should have got higher.
He did. Like, he should.
I think we put him that high on the list. Though.
He's what place? He's like sixth place, yeah. Which is pretty good for like a guy we didn't know his name until this week.
Really didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
He really just overtook, like, especially on Twitter. Everybody was like, but this drill guy here.
But this drill.
It's interesting that the most looted guys aren't on this list, like Todoroki and Bakugo.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the thing is, like, I mean, Todoroki could be because of hot and cold play, but that's all he has. He gets all sorts of ranks all the time anyway, so it was like, no, Todoroki doesn't.
He's got his looks going on for him.
He's got a lot of, he's got a lot of attention already, though, but, like, everybody else, I feel, had way more horny quirks.
Bakugo, I mean...
I think his quirk.
It's hard to argue for him.
Yeah.
I think it would hurt more than anything else, but it's like impact play.
I've used the quirk in, or his quirk as a kink in Fix before, but he has to have like really, really tiny explosions.
Yeah, I used that too in one of my Fix. He gives like a massage.
Wow. Yeah. Something like
adding
that.
Some heat.
Yes. Definitely adding some heat to the bedroom.
Or some sparks.
I've seen some sparks. I've seen some things where like they use the like glittering thing as lube. And also like the smell of his quirk is already very looted.
Yes.
That's so nice.
True. Oh, yeah, the glycerin. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the taste of his sweat.
His sweat probably tastes like spicy burnt sugar.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
The fandom has decided collectively that Bakugo tastes delicious. So.
Mm-hmm. In more than one way.
He smells delicious. He tastes delicious.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He's probably self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
He doesn't like tasting like sugar, like a candy.
Angry candy.
He is. we can mention a bit of the stuff that came out from social media.
Yes.
So the top voted were pretty much close to ours. Like first place Shinso and second place Shindo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And after that, Shoji, Tamaki, Kaibara the Drill Guy, and Kaminari.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like... a bunch of other characters that we also mentioned, but they only got mentioned once, like Slime Villain, Deku twice, Tsuyu, Mina, and also some Sarah also and Toga, and some that we didn't mention, like Todoroki and All for One. All for One?
Yeah, All for One. Yeah, he did get mentioned, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
All for One?
Yes.
Because he must have had collected some horny quirks in his life.
He has to. A lot of people like indulge in their kinks in secret. I wonder what the heck All for One's kink is and what quirks he has to express that.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you have a kink, so you just like go and collect the relevant quirk for it and you just like...
I would.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was an interesting list. I didn't know you would approach it so scientifically.
So scientific.
I appreciate it. Thank
I'm
you.
A computer nerd, and I got like flustered, like, oh my god, they're not equally length, but I don't want to drop people's character from the list, but what do I do? And then I got some help.
You came up with the solution. Perfect.
Yeah.
I appreciate. Mm-hmm. And hopefully our listeners appreciate too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or leave us a comment.
Yeah. So that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast if you enjoyed it. And to stay updated, you can follow us on Twitter on Fujoshi Weekly or Instagram. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.